Isaiah 40 verse 1 says, comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Each valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he begins, he is the prophet Isaiah. He is, as you know, prophets are speak the voice of the Lord. They speak your past. Sometimes they'll speak your present, and they'll speak future events that are going to happen. Amen. And I think some of us have received personal prophecies, and sometimes you're like, how did this man of God, woman of God know this? Well, because they're speaking the voice of God. God knows your past, he knows your present, and he knows your future. Amen. And in this case, you know, the prophet Isaiah is prophesying over the people of Israel. Amen. And this is the word of God. This is the living word of God. The same words that are spoken here, take them for you today also. Amen. There is great comfort in the Lord. God comforts. He gives us rest. Hallelujah. And here the prophet is saying, you know, hey, listen, I know, you know, at one time, the Lord let you out of the desert. He brought you out through the prophet Moses. Hallelujah. He used Moses to lead you out and from captivity into a land, a promised land. Hallelujah. And God heard your cry. God hears the cries of his people. And God did something about it for you. And he brought comfort to you. He brought you some rest. He took you out of that slavery, out of that bondage that you were in, and he rescued you. And Isaiah is saying, hey, listen, God raised up Moses, a leader for you, to bring you out when you were so destined to death out there. Amen. The Egyptians wanted to kill you, wanted to enslave you, want to keep you, hallelujah, enslaved for the rest of your life. But God raised up Moses and he did something about it. He broke the chains of oppression. He broke and delivered you from bondage. Hallelujah. So in doing so, he's saying to you, hey, the warfare that you were in, the hell that you were in, is over. Rest in God. So he's reminding them, hey, God did it for you. God is doing it for you. Hallelujah. And he's reminding them that your sins, hallelujah, your iniquity is pardoned. But at the same time, this prophet is also predicting a future event. And he's, you know, God knows it all. He knows that the Israelites are going to be held captive a number of years later. So he's prophesying, take heart. Don't worry about it. You know, there is something coming. You don't know what's coming, but hello. If I did it for you, I'll do it for you again. There's going to be comfort. You can rest in me. You can believe it that I'm going to rescue you in your times of trouble. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to be there to bring you some peace in your life, to comfort you, to let you know that everything's going to be okay, that I'm here. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm here. You can take comfort in me. Hallelujah. You can rest in me. You can rest in my shoulders. I'm preparing a way for you. I'm preparing a way for you of escape. Just hold on. I'm here. I'm here for you right now. The same way I rescue you then, I'm going to rescue you again. So take comfort in my words. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many times have we been in great trouble? Great trouble. And we saw no way out. We saw no way out. But when we call on the Lord God, God came in and he rescued us. And if you look back at your life before you met the Lord Jesus, what did your life look like? How was your life going? What were you going through at the time? You know, when I think about my life and I think about where I was before I met the Lord, I needed some comforting. I needed some reassurance. I needed some security. And I didn't have any. I thank God for the people that spoke to me, for prophets. The voice of the Lord was spoken through people. Prophecies were given to me. Pastors spoke to me. People that were visiting churches spoke to me. They spoke into my life. And one day I received the Lord. And he brought me such joy, such comfort. Did that mean that I was never going to have any more troubles again? No, it doesn't mean that. But it did mean that God loves me. And because he loves me, he will do whatever it takes to comfort me, to rescue me, to give me an assurance and a security in him, to let me know that whenever I find myself in a situation, I can run back to him. I can call upon his name and he will give me the rest that I need to get through this particular issue or problem. God rescues, church. God is there for us. He's never left you. He will never leave you. Hallelujah. We have Jesus that we can run to. We got the Lord Jesus we can run to. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I mean, I can say when I read the words here, the warfare is ended. Meaning, when the Israelites were in bondage, that ended. Eventually, as we know from the Old Testament, when the Jews go into captivity in Babylon, that eventually also ends. Amen. And the prophets prophesy and says, the warfare's ended. Your sins, your iniquity, it's been forgiven. God will pardon that. So you can rest in him that God is going to see you through. And for that suffering, for that trial, the Lord is saying God is going to give you double for your troubles. Hallelujah. I know for a fact in my life, when I received the Lord, when my sins were pardoned, when I was forgiven, I received double for all the suffering and all the anguish that I went through before knowing Jesus. The Lord gave me salvation. The Lord healed me. He healed my life. Amen. Because knowing the Lord is knowing that you're healed. Knowing the Lord is knowing that you're safe. Knowing the Lord and accepting him gives you comfort, gives you an assurance, gives you a rest. And you say, oh my God, I have a home. Not only do I have a home here, right now, I can run to the Lord Jesus, but I have a home, an eternal home awaiting for me for when the time comes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There is such comfort in these words. There is freedom from pain and suffering. The prophet is saying, comfort, take great comfort in me, your God, because I have rescued you. You're free from pain and suffering no more. I'm here. I'm with you. You can rest in my bosom. I love you, and I just desire the best for you. And you got to take these words into heart, because that's what the Lord is saying today. Take comfort in me. I'm here for you. Whatever it is that you're going through right now, run to me. In my arms you can find rest. In my arms you can be safe. In my arms you can find healing. Healing is yours right now. I'm here for you, says the Lord. I am here for you. I have forgiven you sins, past, present, and future sins. In me, there's no guilt. In me, there's no shame. In me, there's no condemnation. So if anyone here on this platform is feeling guilty, shameful, or condemned, get it out of your system. It's a lie from the pit of hell. The Lord has redeemed you completely.
Jesus.
Completely.
Completely.
There's no room for that. That is a lie from the pit of hell. If you feel guilty, shameful, or condemned for any reason, get rid of it. That is not from God. That is a lie from the pit of hell. You need to know that your Lord is comfort. Capital C. He is our comfort. He is our peace. Capital P. Amen?
Amen.
He is your deliverer. He's your rescuer. We can run to God. And if he rescued you from past circumstances, you better believe it that he's going to do it again and again and again and again, because God is faithful. Because we're not promised a life free of trials and suffering and tribulation, but God does promises that he will be with you. Through everything that you're going through, God is with you. Through it all, God is guiding you. Through it all, God is loving on you. And he will make a way. He will deliver you. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. God will deliver that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for his mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when it says here, double for all her sins, you know, it reminds me of in the book of Job, how Job suffered so much. He went through so much, and God gave him double for all that he went through. And I'm going to prophesy this in the air, but if the enemy has stolen anything from you, I'm going to declare that God is going to restore it all, and he's going to give you double for everything. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the enemy is a liar, but God is faithful.
Amen.
And I declare and decree, you will have double for all your troubles. Double. And more. Because we can't put God in a box. His mercy is, you can't even, my God, his provision, unexplainable. Unexplainable.
Amen.
He provides so greatly, so much for all of us. Amen. And if he led us out of captivity at one time, hallelujah, it is a done deal. And if whenever you go through something, whenever you think you're going to go through something or whatever, know that God is faithful to his promise. He will deliver you. He will help you get out. Hallelujah. He will help you get out of that mess. Amen. Because sometimes that mess that we're in, one, either people caused it, amen, or you caused it yourself. We can't always blame the enemy for everything. Sometimes our own choices, our own decisions cause us to get into some messes, amen. But God is merciful, and he is gracious, and he will make a way where there seems to be no way for you to get out of that, amen. That's the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in verse 3, it says, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. These are the same words that we see in all the Gospels. When we read about John the Baptist, John the Baptist was the witness for Jesus Christ. He's the one that prepared the way for the Lord, for the people. Hallelujah. And John the Baptist, you know, I mean, again, this is the prophet Isaiah prophesying things to come. Things to come. And John the Baptist is spoken in each and every gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Do you think John the Baptist is an important role in the story of the Lord Jesus? Absolutely. He was Jesus' cousin, for one. Amen. And he was born first around the same time, more or less right before the Lord Jesus was born. John the Baptist was born. But he's the one that got called. Got called. God gave him a mission to speak out. To speak out to the people and say, hey, prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way. Prepare the way. Make straight. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And the Lord is saying to us, to, hey, prepare the way. The Lord is coming. The Lord has come and the Lord will come again. Amen. We know that the Lord Jesus came. He was born. He lived. He died and he resurrected. Amen. But honestly, church, when I read these scriptures and it tells me prepare the way of the Lord and make straight in the desert a highway for our God, I look at my life and I said, Lord, to me, that means I need to prepare my heart every day. Every day I got to prepare the heart for the Lord. I got to make room for God every day. Because he is the way. He is the one we're waiting for once again. The Lord is coming again, church. If you haven't noticed, there's prophecies being fulfilled right now. The Lord is coming again. We're living in the end times. Hallelujah. The Lord, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight and the rough places smooth. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is everywhere. The Lord is speaking. Prepare your hearts. I believe the Lord is saying, every day, not just during Christmas times, not just on Sundays, but every day we must prepare our hearts for the Lord so he can use us every day. Prepare our hearts. Listen, if you want to win the day, if you want to win the day you're in, you need to win the morning. Amen. You have to give your first moment of the day to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day. Every day. So God, prophet Isaiah is saying here, hey, prepare the way of the Lord. Saying, Israel, you need to prepare the way because the Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. You need to get it right. You need to be right with the Lord God. The God that delivered you, you got to prepare your hearts because the Lord, the Messiah, he's coming. He's coming. So we need to prepare our hearts for when he comes. You're ready to receive him. Hallelujah. How many times did people knock on our doors and really was really God knocking at your door for you to receive the Lord? It took me years for me to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. It took me years because some people didn't know how to express themselves in a loving way. They didn't know how to present to me the gospel in a loving way. So it took me years for my heart to be prepared to receive the Lord, because it took other people, it took other pastors for me to really see the love of God and to really receive him. And throughout the times when I was being spoken to about the gospel, about the word, about the good news of the Lord, how good the Lord is and how he came to save us. And how he was born through a manger. And how he was born through the Virgin Mary. Hallelujah. That beautiful story of redemption. Hallelujah. How he came to save us. It took me a while to receive that word from the Lord. Hallelujah. But thank God I received. But in the interim, God was preparing me. And he was preparing the way for me to receive him. Because it was about him. It wasn't about me. It was about him. So he began to touch me through people. He began to speak to my heart through people. He began to speak to me through cassette tapes. He began to speak to me through songs. He began to speak to me audibly even, so my heart can be prepared to receive the greatest gift that you will ever receive, and that is to receive the Son of God, Jesus himself.
Amen.
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 And once you receive the Lord, it doesn't stop there. Because every day we should be preparing our hearts every day to receive from God and asking, Lord, what would you have me do today? So one of the toughest things that John the Baptist tells the people, he tells them, repent. And that's a hard word. That's a hard word. Imagine if I go to you and say, hey, repent. And you probably look at me, repent from what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You know?
Absolutely.
But repent is a tough word for us to receive. And he's saying to repent. But you know what that means? That just means, repenting, it means just turn away from something and turn to something. Turn away from something and turn to something. That's just saying, turn away from what you're doing, turn away from your circumstances, and turn to God. Turn to the one that can help you. Turn to the one that can fulfill the promises in you. Turn to the one that can give you that freedom that you so deserve. Turn to the one that will take you out from the darkness into the light. Turn to him.
Amen.
That's what repentance means. It means to start anew, to start afresh, to realign your life. Repentance, realign your life. And every morning, that's what we have to do. We got to repent and say, Lord, this is a brand new day. Realign my life. And then you win the morning. You win the morning because you're giving God the first word of your day. And that's what we got to do. Every day we got to give God the first word of our day. Every day we got to submit to God and say, okay, Lord, I'm your vessel. Use me for your purpose today. And during this season of Advent, God is saying, restart and prepare the way. Because I'm doing something in your life, amen? And I want you to bear fruit from that something that I'm doing. The fruit that is worthy of repentance. Hallelujah. God is saying, go out there and sow some seeds in the field of your heart. Go out there and sow some seeds of the word of God. Sow seeds that I've given you. John the Baptist came as a witness to the people. And we today are the witnesses for the people that surround us. People, our families, our neighbors, strangers on the streets. We are the witnesses that God is using to prepare the way for others to enter in. Amen?
Amen.
It is through people. God uses people. God already did what he needed to do. Now he already sealed you with his spirit. So now he wants you to go out there and do the same. Amen?
Amen.
What I did here on earth, now you do. Amen? But you need to prepare. You need to prepare the way. You need to prepare because the way is very, very narrow. Amen? But God makes a promise that every mountain and hill will be brought low. But what you see impossible, God will make it possible. Amen. Your life, every crooked road, God is going to make it straight because there you are on a narrow path, but God is going to make every crooked road straight. God is going to give you the light of your pathway. God is going to give you the guidance. God is going to lead you. You're not doing it. God is doing it through you. God is using you, hallelujah, to make a straight path. Amen?
Amen.
God is saying to us this morning, hallelujah, prepare the way of the Lord. The Lord Jesus, we're preparing Christmas time. We're preparing the coming of the Lord during Christmas time. Amen? We got to be reciting, you know, the story of the Lord with our families, with our grandchildren. Hallelujah. We're going to be witnesses to the goodness of God that surrounds us and is around us. So God is saying, prepare the way. Make a straight path for God. Make a straight path for me, says the Lord. It's a winful path. In him, you always win. So you need to, we got to begin. And that word, this word is for me. We got to sow seeds of repentance. Hallelujah. Because that's when the word of God begins to bear fruit in your life. The fruit of repentance will result in a changed life. And I want my life to be changed every day. I wanna be more like the Lord Jesus. Lord God, help me to be more like you. Help me to bear fruit every day. And a life that is fruitful is a life that is pleasing to God. It's a life that prepares your heart to make room and make a positive impact on those around you.
Amen.
This is why John the Baptist and the Lord is saying, repent. Church, we're not perfect people. No one is perfect. We fall short of the glory of God. And sometimes we do it daily because we're not perfect. But praise God, hallelujah, for forgiveness, hallelujah, that we can start every day fresh with him, hallelujah, that every day is a win when you started with the Lord, every day. God places us in a straight path, hallelujah, in a path that is level, in a path that your eyes only look unto the Lord Jesus, because he is the way, he is the truth. And he is the life. You got to admit that Jesus is truly the way. I don't know about you, but I want to bear fruit every day. You know what the fruit of the Spirit is? And I'm going to remind you, and I'm going to remind myself this morning also. If you go to the book of Galatians, chapter 5:22, and I'm going to go there. Wasn't planning on it, but I'm going to go there as the Lord leads. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Hallelujah. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And a life that is fruitful bears all these fruit. You can see the fruit of the Spirit in people's life. When you see love, when you see the joy in their life, when you see the peace, when you see them being patient, when you see them being kind. When you see them being good to you, good to others, when you see them that they are faithful in their walk with God, they are faithful with others. Hallelujah. When they're gentle, when they're patient, when no matter what's going on around them, hallelujah, they continue to love on you. They continue to love God. It is evident in their life. This is Christmas season. This is Advent season. We're preparing the way for the Lord. Hallelujah. We are preparing the coming of Christmas time. We're preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, of our Lord and Savior. And God wants us to bear the fruit of the Spirit every single day. Is it easy sometimes? No, it's not easy, but it's all things are possible. If you believe, and with Christ, all things are possible. But look at what is not the fruit of the Spirit. Go up. Go up. There's two verses up, 19. Because these are the works of the flesh. Look. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murderers, drunkenness, revelries, all these things. If any of these things are evident in your life, the Lord is saying, repent. Turn away from that. Start anew. Turn to me. Turn to me. Ask me to realign your life. Ask me. Lord, just talk to God. Just talk to God. Amen? Because we need to bear the fruit of the Spirit, not the works of the flesh, church. Especially during this season. This is a beautiful season in our life. We're celebrating Christmas, the coming of the Lord, the birth of the Lord. Hallelujah. The one that made a way. The one that wants you to make a way in your heart, to make room so you can be a good influence around other people. Together, church, we cause the will of God to be realized in the world around us, right here, right now. Because right now, today, is the time of salvation. Right here, right now, today, is the way of the Lord. Right here, right now. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, God is everywhere. God is everywhere, and he's touching hearts of people right now. I really believe that people, there are many people that are looking for answers. There are many people looking for hope. There are many people even searching for love. Amen. And Father God, he proves in this Advent moment that there's no place he's not willing to send Jesus to find them.
Amen.
And the same goes to us. God is saying, during this time, there's no place that he's not willing to send you to find those people. Amen. Because God is going to lead you to every person that needs a touch from God.
Amen.
The adoptive families that we're serving this year, God made a way for that. God ordained that to happen. Because when we connect with those families, it's just another way of God saying, I'm going to use you to deposit some fruit into their life, to show them the fruit of the Spirit, to speak into their life, to pray for them. Hallelujah. So that they would recognize that God is good, that they would recognize that they are important to God, that they would know that God is love, that there's a message in Christmas time, that this is the Advent, the coming of the Lord that is here, that the true Savior was born, the one and only one, the one that has made a way for you of escape. Hallelujah. that you don't have to live in the same way you're living. You can be have a changed life because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So God wants us to prepare our hearts every day. The only way that we can touch other people is by taking every morning, preparing our hearts every morning, giving our first word to God, acknowledging God every morning so he can make a straight path for us to lead us
Amen.
On the day.
Amen.
Because every day is not easy, church. Some days are filled with surprises that we don't even know about. But when you start the day with God, somehow it's possible. It's possible. And you can go in it secured. Amen. With the great comfort that the Lord's given you. You know what comfort means? Comfort means it's a preparation. When you find comfort in God, you already have been prepared through God to go through whatever the day brings you. Whether it's good or whether it's a bad day, you are prepared to go through it with the comfort of God, resting in God, resting in the one who has made your path straight for you to be a giver to other, a giver of the good news, a giver of love, a giver of patience, hallelujah, a giver of kindness, a giver of generosity, amen?
Amen.
God has to be first in your life. God has to be first in your life. God has to be first in my life every morning, hallelujah, because we don't know what the day is going to bring, but God does. God does. God knows what you're going to encounter every day. We don't, but Amen. He does.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, verse 5 says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Yes. We're the one that God is using to give him the glory, to bring glory to his name. Our acts of kindness, of love, of meekness, that fruit of the Spirit that we are exercising, that is evident and is being witnessed and we are exercising around other people, gives and brings glory to God our Father. Jesus becomes revealed through us when we walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? That's why it's key. The key to live in God, start every morning with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every morning, start your day with the Lord. Prepare the way. Prepare the way. Get together with God. Because he's the one that searches our heart. And he redirects our hearts so we can come back home to him again. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Lord is our home.
Yes.
The Lord is our home. This is where we rest. We rest in God. We find great comfort in God. Amen? Even King David said, Lord, you know, look at my heart and clean my heart. Take out anything that is displeasing to you. Amen. And that's what we got to run to God every day. Every day, you know, Lord, you know, I'm here. Just remove everything from my heart. I don't want anything to stain me or for me to taint the testimony that I have of you. Hallelujah. So church, Jesus is truly the way. He really is. And during this Advent season, we don't find the way. The way finds us.
Amen.
The way finds us. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm reminded of of the song, Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, those words, they just speak volume. Let those words speak volume to you. Amen. Joy to the world, because the Lord is here. The Lord has come.
Yes, he has.
And we, the earth, we have received the King of Glory.
Amen.
And every heart, all our hearts, we got to prepare him room. We got to give room to God every day, every morning. Because through that, the Lord gets revealed, the Lord gets glorified. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah.